Woodbury Reports with your host, Lon Woodbury, talking with leading professionals about how parents and others can help their struggling teens, preteens, and young adults. Now here's your host, Lon Woodbury.
Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. Today we're going to talk with Mark Ellis. Mark Ellis is a primary therapist for Blue Fire Wilderness, located down in South Idaho. And we are going to talk about healing through family systems therapy. That's the title of the topic. And Mark, good morning. Glad to have you here.
Well, glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about this family systems, because what parents are looking at is they have a kid and he's bouncing off the wall, going off the rails, causing some real problems, and needs some sort of intervention. So I think a very common the parents will say, well, the kid has the problems. Why do you have to need to talk to all the rest of us? Oh, you want to take a stab at explaining that?
Sure. Well, I guess I would start off by talking about how most people, when they get into marriage and they have a child and they begin to raise a kid, the run of the mill ways of raising a kid typically work for most kids. But then what you're fighting this day and age is you're fighting society and you're fighting two parents that go to work. And so you can't be consistent as they were in the past or in the old days. And so what you find is there's a lot of changes that parents can make to increase their chances of really working with their kid well and things like that. Typically, it is the whole family system. There's something that mom can do. There's something that dad can do. There's something that the kids are doing. And oftentimes the kid that is screaming the loudest is what we would call the scapegoat. He's just pronouncing or professing all of the problems of the family coming through him. So that's essentially how I see.
Okay. So potentially, the parents inadvertently or siblings might be contributing to the kid that's shouting and screaming.
Absolutely.
The purpose is to get to the heart of that. Well, another system, you know, family theory, a lot of people talk about that, but when you do a wilderness program, that's a different environment entirely. So how do you do that and make sure that the family is somehow involved? What do you do? How do you get the whole family involved when you're working in the wilderness?
Well, first of all, when you bring a kid into the wilderness program, he comes into a small, close-knit group, usually anywhere from, you know, three kids all the way up to eight, sometimes 12 kids, you know, maybe more, but ends up being you have to bring in another instructor to accommodate that. Mm-hmm. And so you end up with a close-knit group that ends up functioning like a family. Everybody has their job to do, you know, everybody has, and they trade different responsibilities and things like that. When there's a conflict, we use a lot of conflict resolution examples. One we call a VOMP, which is to voice, and then the O stands for own, the M stands for walk in their moccasins, and then the P stands for plan or proceed with intention. And we'll use something like that to kind of help the kids, you know, regroup and learn how to work with each other and communicate with each other.
Basically, it sounds like you're trying to train him and give him experience in how living constructively within a family.
Exactly. And so now how we bring the family into it is we have what we call weekly phone calls with the family, and that's where the therapist is strategizing with the parents to work with their child, sometimes we do a lot of parent coaching on those phone calls. We ask them to read Parenting with Love and Logic, Parenting Teens with Love and Logic. And in doing that, they learn some skills, very, very simple and easy to use skills in working with their kids. They also learn what kind of parent style that they were in the past, and they learn what they can be in the future. Now, that's just one aspect of it. Second aspect of it is we ask them to come out to Family Spark and practice all of the skills that they've been learning. So that's how the family's kind of involved in the wilderness setting.
What do you mean the family comes out and practices these things? Because I gather you're primarily a base camp type wilderness.
Yep, we are. We're base camp type wilderness for sure. We have expeditions that go out. We do different hiking. We have 1 week that's kind of an expedition week, and then we have another week that's a high adventure week where they'll do some snowshoeing or cross country skiing or in the summer times rock climbing. Several different things, mountain biking and things like that. But ultimately what we do is we ask the parents to come out to what we call a family spark. And in that family spark, we're looking for different dynamics within the family that we can help them change, like different things that they're doing in the family that may be causing problems for the kid and causing problems for the whole family. And then we help them restructure that and put it into a workable fashion and then move on from there.
Okay, so that's a situation to where the family is basically, they come out to the base camp, they're sort of in the wilderness with their kid. The true or the basic family unit is there. And they're all trying to practice what they've been learning and see how it goes.
Yep, exactly.
And you're there to help intervene or guide them if they run into some snags, which I'm sure they all do.
Absolutely. And oftentimes they do run into communication errors and things like that. So we'll teach them. So like in a family spark, there's some main things that we try to do. When they first come in, we do a recap on parenting teens with love and logic. The next thing that we do is we do a drama triangle, which kind of places them where they're at. Are they a controller? Are they an enabler? Are they a victim? You know, where are they at in that drama triangle, and how are they affecting the family? And the parents are very much involved in this. And oftentimes, we find that parents are victims or parents are controllers or enablers, and the role gets switched around. Now, after that, what we do is we do family sculpting, and that's an attempt to help the kids and the parents see how their behaviors were affecting each other. And so we have the kid get up and sculpt what they, like their last 6 months might have looked like in their body language, you know. And so then we have the parents come up and sculpt how they felt, you know. And then we all along the way we're having them talk about feelings and thoughts that they were having throughout that time in their life where they were struggling with those things. And the last thing that we do is we teach the VOMP method of communication. Of conflict resolution, basically. So that's the one where I was saying that they're going to learn how to voice their concerns using I feel statements and then own their part, which is the accountability piece. And then M stands for walking in their moccasins, you know, walking in their shoes, empathy piece. And then P stands for let's make a plan. So.
All right. Now the parent to the family, you bring siblings along on these too, I presume. Is that right?
Not necessarily. It's really just the kid that's out here in wilderness and their parents that come out.
Okay, so it's a chance.
But when we're doing a family sculpting thing, mm-hmm. sometimes we'll have other people come in and play the part of the sibling if it's relevant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the key thing is the family, and it's rebuilding. The whole purpose is to rebuilding the communication and contact with the parents instead of it. I presume when the kid shows up, it's all broken down. It's all messed up. Nobody understands anybody. And you try to smooth that out so that by the end of the program when they graduate, everybody's learned, and everybody's learned especially about the other person.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. What sort of results have you gotten? I presume you've had kids or families contact with you back. After they've been on.
I have actually.
What are some of the stories? Any stories? Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we had something very similar to this when I worked at CISH. It's called Family Camp. We call it the Family Camp. And I have stories from that. I'm new here at Blue Fire. But Blue Fire, I really like their method. And I feel like their method really is more of a team approach and things like that. But some of the stories that I've seen, some of the results that I've seen in terms of families that come back, several families will write to us and let us know like how Tommy or Susie is doing at home, and that's very rewarding to see how, you know, their understanding of what they've learned has kind of transpired into their family unit, and they're back home using the skills and things like that. I have one particular story that I really hold on to. It was a kid from back east. Now, I'll leave the names out, but
yeah,
he really struggled when he was out here. He walked out of camp and took like four guys with him. He's very charismatic, very big football player. And I remember the whole process of getting him back to his camp. It was really drawn out process where, you know, we had to use the whole team approach. At this was a story at Seuss, but it's very similar. Wilderness is wilderness, but we had to use the whole team approach. And in that process, watching how when you have a workable model, you know, in this wilderness and helping kids, to see how they can get back out there, they can let go of, you know, their guilt or their shame as far as like what they've done, and then move forward and fix their problems. Well, last time I heard from that kid, he was in college playing college football. he's just doing really well. So it's fun to see that.
Okay. And so basically you're seeing a quite a turnaround in the kids and in the family, and I think the thesis is the whole family has to change in order for the kid to be able to properly change.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. And in that case particular, mom was an enabler, and dad was kind of checked out a little bit. And it was fun to see them see their parts, because both parents were involved and went through the process with us, and it was cool. It was really cool to see the changes in not only the kid, but the parents. And ultimately, when a kid comes to Wilderness, our goal is to help families see where they can make changes, you know, so that the kids, for the child to come back into the same environment is a shot in the foot. But if the environment changes and they put in patterns of behavior that are going to improve, you know, his life when he comes back, in terms of holding him accountable, being consistent on a regular basis, making sure that he doesn't get away with things that he used to get away with in the past. You know, that stuff has got to change too, you know, for him to be able to come back and be successful.
Well, one of the things I learned early on in this whole family systems thing, and some schools, this is back in the 60s or 70s, this couple schools were based upon the fact that they would get tired of taking kids that were having problems, turning them around, getting go on the straight and narrow, and then to go back home to the old environment, the old expectations and demands of the that the parents had, and the kid would fall apart. And it was very necessary.
Yep.
So they figured, they came to the conclusion, and this is a long time ago, they came to the conclusion that they don't enroll just the kid. They enroll the kid and the parents.
Yep.
Well, we about ran out of time, but could you tell us, take about a minute, talk about Blue Fire, and if somebody wants to talk to you or find out more about Blue Fire and this whole process, how they can get a hold of you. But give a short rundown of exactly what Blue Fire is.
Well, the way I see Blue Fire and the points that really attracted me to come to work here is the aspect of how it takes the wilderness. Wilderness, we know, is effective. It brings a kid out of their environment at home, and puts them in an environment that motivates change because they're uncomfortable. And what Blue Fire does is it takes that aspect and it couples it with high adventure and things like that, so that the kid is not just out there in the wilderness. He's also doing some things that are engaging and adrenaline. You know, it gets his adrenaline going, and it gets him kind of excited about, you know, looking forward to things. And so it makes it a little bit less uncomfortable, but it puts him right in that spot where he's uncomfortable, but he's not so uncomfortable that he's frozen and won't move forward, but he's just enough uncomfortable and has some things to look forward to that he starts kind of getting excited about his changes that he's making. And he gets excited about showing his parents, you know, what he learned how to do. Mm-hmm. So I really like Blue Fire, what they've added to this program in terms of just giving us more tools to work with, you know, in motivating kids and getting them excited about their change. So that's kind of what I see Blue Fire as.
Okay. Well, contact information.
I think it stands outside the box of most wilderness programs in that way. And the other thing I'll say, and I'll end on this, is they have a double the therapy model, where they have two therapists for each group. One is the primary therapist that does all the phone calls and keeps the kid on track for movement and where he's going to go, and he does individual sessions at the beginning of the week. Then you have a milieu therapist that works with the group more in that group dynamic setting, works with the instructors and the kids in what's going on in the systems approach. We're talking about family systems. So we have a therapist that's really strictly for looking at that system in the group and how it's affecting the kid. I love it.
Oh, well, that sounds impressive. Say, contact information. If somebody wants to contact you, talk to you or email you or something like that, or contact the program to find out more about that, how would they do that?
Well, the best way to contact me is through the program. Is just call the phone number on the website and talk with, you know, the admissions people, and they'll get you in touch with me.
Okay. That's the best way. And the website is www.bluefirewilderness.com, and that's the best way. And then you can contact you directly or talk to the admissions person or whatever. Well, thank you very much, Mark. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Yeah, we've been talking with Mark Ellis. He's the primary therapist for Blue Fire Wilderness in southern Idaho. And we've been talking about family systems and healing through family systems therapy. Well, thank you very much, and you have a good day, Mark.
Yeah, appreciate it. We'll see you later.